Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Future Frames, the programme of the European Film Promotion showcasing shorts by upcoming European directors, is set to return to the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival this year. And joining us at this time is Danish filmmaker Glenn Bay Grant, who is part of its programme. Glenn, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Hi, Matt. Nice to meet you.
It's great to meet you too. And first off, let me congratulate you on being selected as part of this year's Future Frames. How does that feel?
I think it's a very nice opportunity and chance to like, be a part of the Future Frames and Karlovy Vary, because this has been like, this program of short films and feature films has been like an inspiration for me, like the films they choose and everything. So for me, this is a very big thing to be a part of Future Frames and be chosen by a jury and people. And like, so I think this is a, yeah, this is a big thing. This is nice.
Will you be able to attend the festival in person?
Yes, I just had a couple of days where I was. Denmark was turning into a high risk country. That meant that I was supposed to go in isolation for 5 days before I came, and I have a bit of claustrophobia, so I was a bit scared of going like into a room for 5 days alone and everything in another country. But now it seems that it's turning into a medium risk country. So now I'm going to Karlovy Vary. So this is, you know, this is life right now. Maybe like the plan is that I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you never know until the end, unfortunately. That's just the way things are. But yeah, let's just tell our listeners, you will be presenting a screening of your short film, True Mirror, as part of its program. Would you mind telling us a few words about it to introduce it to our listeners?
Yes, of course. I guess True Mirror is a film about a relationship coach or a love coach, if you want, that like uses some kind of sketchy methods, maybe to her participants, but she believes in them herself. But once like a participant in this course that is about learning to love yourself before you can love others, one of the participants is a bit, not really secure about her, like the main character's method, and this like plunges our main character into some kind of confrontation with herself and her ideologies and her relationship to her son, who is also the assistant at the love course.
Can we give a shout out to the screenwriter of the film?
Yes, exactly. This is Marianne Lentz, who wrote the film, and she's been writing. This is her script, and we started it up together, though, with like the inspiration from this self-coaching vibe that's been going on around, and then as well as our same interest of family relations. And Marianne Lentz is a well-renowned award-winning scriptwriter in Denmark, who won like the Robert of Denmark, which is the same as, you know, the BAFTA in England and everything, for a short film. She's a good friend of mine, and I'm still currently like to work with her in the future.
All right. How did you guys begin collaborating with each other?
We went to the same, this is like a community school in Denmark called Super 16, which is some kind of a school, but more like a community where like you're not bound to go there every day, but you're like, you're funding the community yourself and giving to all the people. So you are put in a team. You have 3 years, and there's a director, six directors, six script writers and six producers. And every year there, one from each group, like one producer, one script writer and one director do a film. So they do first year film, second year film, and a graduate film. And we did our graduate film together the last year. We always wanted to work together, but we waited for the graduate film. So this was like we were chosen. We chose each other in like some kind of selection process, you can say, at the school.
Sounds good. Sounds pretty radical. Yeah. And I just wanted to go back to one of the main themes of the film, the self-help kind of date coaching. I don't even know how to call it. But what do you find interesting about it? And how do you explain this phenomenon, so-called? It's obviously not a new phenomenon, but it's pretty intense nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, because it's not a new phenomenon. This has been existing, for many years. This maybe came out from some people would say alternative medicine and healing in the old days, and then became into some kind of new age religion maybe in the 80s, and then, you know, turned up to more one-to-one basis of coaching that you can even do on an app on your phone these days. So this has become maybe more hype, and maybe even more hype due to the COVID, because this has a way of people turning in to look at themselves. It's, of course, as the New Age has some kind of also a religion, but it's a individual religion that also makes it very beautiful, but also makes it very dangerous, because you can be one person that can have a following, and this can turn into a disaster. And this might where the idea for the film started was like more maybe. We weren't sure it should be a love coach. It was just like maybe interested in a coach and our leader or someone who didn't believe in her ideology, or maybe believed in them but didn't live by them in many ways. But the love thing came later. We were also around like economical coaches, which we find very interesting. In Denmark, there's a very popular reality TV show called The Luxury Trap, and it's about people who use too much money and have a big debt, and then there will come some economical coaches and, like, you know, say you should use your money like this, you should spend it like this. And we were very interested by the like, phenomenon about other people telling you to live your life. But at the end, we found it more interesting that it should be a film about character and a character feelings, and going in more to depth in with love maybe as a theme, because we found this quite interesting between the son and mother dynamic. That could be like some kind of what you can call it an allegory of the coaching game, their relationship. And then we started like developing the characters to find a way that like she could be confronted with her own methods and confronted with herself. So this was like kind of some kind of the first ideas. And then, you know, later, as you do in film, you build on different characters and everything. And I was very strict about I would like it to be in one location. It has to be in one place. Like, there should only be one room and everything.
Can you tell me a little more about kind of achieving this dynamic between the mother and the son in the way that you worked with the actors?
Yeah. Like Noah, the boy, he's quite new. He's never went to school, and he's only been in one feature film. It's a film called Neon Heart by director Laurie Finstel. It's a very good film. I think it was in San Sebastian of Venice a couple of years ago, and I saw him in that film, and he was totally new, like, and he played this hooligan, rough kid, but I thought it could be fun, like, to work with him in a more, like, sensitive way. And Line, who is the main character, she's a very experienced Danish actress, and been working in a lot of films, and also do a lot of coaching for younger actors. So I would like to like put up. I try to direct them in some kind of like in the film, some kind of mentor-mentee relationship, where she is the mentor of him. Also, like when they're acting, like behind the stage when we are not filming, but also on the stage, like in the relationship. But then I like used a lot of the dynamic to Noah to like try to punch back with the acting. So sometimes he should lead, like sometimes I will tell him without telling Line, the woman, that he should lead the scene, even though she thought she was leading the scene. So it's like trying to play them up against each other without them knowing. And I thought this turned into some kind of like quite interesting dynamic between them. Because sometimes I was the experienced actor thought she was leading the scene, but actually I was trying to get the unexperienced actor to lead the scene. So I kind of switched in between these, and because this was also the idea of him breaking free from his mother when he was in character, if this makes sense.
But Glenn, I've noticed that you've also worked in documentary, so I wanted to ask you, do you feel that this experience has helped you or impacted your approach to fiction filmmaking?
Yeah, in many ways. I think I started doing documentaries. That was the first thing I did. I did like TV documentaries and did a lot of TV, not a lot, I did three TV series as a documentarist where I was the director for the Danish Broadcasting Channel. And I found this very interesting and nice, and I tried to like try to use some fictional methods in the way I did documentary, but it was hard to do. It was a big fight to do the TV game because it can sometimes be a bit square maybe in some ways. So I went to this community, as I told you about, Super 16, to start doing fiction. And here I think I did a film where I tried to mix fiction with a documentary. But now I feel like when I'm doing fiction, like a drama like this, I feel like I use my documentary methods like instinctively. Like it just come naturally, the way I look at the characters, talking to humans and everything. It's not like a forced method I think I use. I think it comes because I'm grown up in the documentary world. This is where my roots are. And then I took some courses and then directing and acting and fiction. But it's some kind of maybe morphs into each other, even also when I'm still doing documentary. So when I'm doing documentary, I still use some of the fiction things, fiction methods I use. So I think these things are like maybe combined more than I know about. You know, I think it's more, it's not that forced. It's just comes in many ways. It sounds very arrogant. It just comes to me, but
you're allowed to be arrogant.
In many ways, in many ways, it's just like it comes to me naturally. I'm not trying to make I did one film that was on the aim of mixing the genres, but what I'm doing now, I'm just like trying to go it in with the way I make film, and the way I make film is a mixture in many ways of fiction and documentary, and maybe I'm also. I believe, of course, that you're filming real people and you're setting up actors, but I don't believe that there's such a hard line in between fiction and documentary. I think it's film, and film has some certain rules. There's a drama, there's a narrative, there's some main characters. Like, I think these have the same rules, so I don't think there's such a hard line between fiction and documentary. And this is,
Interesting, yeah. By the way, having seen True Mirror, this is a question that's kind of inspired by the short, but do you feel like you're interested in human psychology?
Yeah, in many ways. I think my last three films besides my documentaries, one of them also being like short films, were all of them about loneliness and how people act when they get too lonely, because this is one of my personal biggest fears. I have a dad who I don't see, but I know is very lonely. I have a mother who's going in and out of relationships and been like fighting with loneliness. And I have an uncle, which is my first short film, which is about who's living a lonely life. So I did a lot of these things, and I did a film about loneliness and trying to figure out how I can cope with this fear I have myself. So in many ways, I'm very interested in the reasons to why people do what they do, which is another word for psychology, I guess. But in that sense, I'm also very interested in relationships and how these psychologies work between them and social hierarchies in many ways. And
gotcha.
The use of power. So this is a big thing for me, yeah.
Are you working on anything at the moment that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I'm working on a couple of things. I'm working on working with a good another scriptwriter called Anna Yu, which I made. I made a TV series, my first fiction TV series for the Danish Broadcasting Company with. We are starting to do a horror TV series, actually, about prejudices between the city and what you could call the countryside in Denmark. So we're trying to do these urban myths, which are built on, prejudices about city people and country people. I'm working on a script and an application to fund money to a feature film which is some kind of a personal story about my relation to my father, which is not there, and my relations to having been one part of a person you hate, and trying to put that in a more absurd and maybe a bit Yorgos Lanthimos inspired vibe. This is the easiest way to explain it to me. This is very in an early process, say the most important part is maybe to cope with the psychology again about being a part of being half or a part of a person that you hate, and like coping with this in many ways.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be keeping an eye on it, and I wish you all the best with all your future projects, and also, of course, I wish you all the best at the Future Frames at Carlo Vivari. Thanks very much, Glenn, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.